Those of you who are careful readers of the bulletin may notice that Lois Reardon is supposed to be giving the homily this morning, and close observers may notice that I am not, in fact, Lois Reardon. Lois called yesterday morning and unfortunately is feeling quite under the weather this weekend, so I ask you to keep her in your prayers that she rests up and returns to us quickly. But for me, this actually gave me a really great opportunity yesterday to spend some time thinking about one of my favorite moments in the gospel and one of my favorite things that Jesus says. When Jesus lays his hands on this deaf man's head and puts his hand in his fingers just a little bit in his ears, and he says, "Ephphatha, be opened." And I love that phrase. I love it because I think it's one of those keys that unlocks much of what Jesus wanted us to learn. Much of what his ministry was about. This idea of be open, become more open to the presence of God in our lives. So I was grateful I had a chance to think just a little bit about it. What I love in these two stories, there are two stories in the Gospel. One where Jesus encounters the Syrophoenician woman, and one where Jesus performs this miracle of healing. What we see here, are two breakthroughs. Now, a breakthrough is something that, a phrase that we've probably heard a lot of. If you turn on the news, you might hear about a breakthrough in some kind of research and trying to find a cure to a disease. Maybe you'll hear about negotiations and breakthroughs in those negotiations that might have happened. In our own lives, we might think of a breakthrough as something that happens in a relationship. You have a breakthrough with someone who you care about. Or maybe even in more of a therapeutic setting, where you have a breakthrough that allows you to learn just a little bit more about yourself. These are really important moments when there would be something that we break past, something that seems solid and hard and brittle. And maybe through the encounter with another person, maybe through the intervention of another person, we have an opportunity to break through past that sort of shell to a new understanding of something, maybe a new moment in a relationship where we can truly become more open. And really become more open. I think this is a little of something that happened when Jesus encountered the Syrophoenician woman. This was when Jesus had gone to a town called Tyre, and in that town he met this woman who was not Jewish. She was a Gentile. That meant, of course, that she was other. She was an outsider. And when she heard who Jesus was and that he was coming, she thought immediately of her daughter, who is having problems, goes up to Jesus and says to Jesus that her daughter had a demon in her, and that she had heard that Jesus, this was something that he did, that he cast demons out. And so she came to him, and she asked for Jesus to do this thing for her daughter, that she had heard that he had done for others. And Jesus says something here that's a little bit strange, actually. I'll read it to you, and it's one of the harder things to hear that Jesus said. He said, turns to the woman and says, let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Jesus is saying no. Jesus, as I understand it and I've read it, is actually saying that his ministry, as he understands it, is actually to be among the people that he grew up with, to be among the Jewish people. And that to have this person, this Gentile, come to him, really was outside, may have been outside his expectation of who he thought he was and what he thought he was doing. And this can be, I think this is very hard to hear. I think one of the greatest challenges in the gospel. But she challenges it, doesn't she? She then says, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." She turns to him and she says, "What about us? Does God not want us, the Gentiles, the outsiders, to eat as well? Does God not want our children to be healed, just as you offer this healing to the people with whom you grew up?" And Jesus listens. And Jesus is in response to her challenge by saying she is correct, that she's drawn Jesus out of perhaps an understanding that we find a little bit surprising. I find a little bit surprising. How is it that Jesus might have missed this one at first? And thank goodness that she helped him to see past it. But how is it that Jesus might have missed this? My thought, my one idea, is that Jesus grew up in a culture, same as we all grow up in a culture. And in this tradition, this group that he now ministered to, there was perhaps a sense of a community sense, a sense of being a part of the tribe, and that those who are outside were a little bit different. And even though Jesus had been beginning to teach something very different, perhaps there was a sense of a shell, maybe even a crust, as I was thinking of it, that had formed, kind of calcified around this idea, this core of his new message. He still carried some remnants of the way that he grew up and the things that he was taught. And it was this encounter with the Syrophoenician woman that helped him to break past that, to get to the core of who he was. And perhaps we're actually seeing Jesus learn a little bit about who he was and who he was called to be. Now, the metaphor that came to me yesterday as I was thinking this, and I realize this is a pretty weak metaphor, but bear with me. As I was thinking about this, I thought of my wife's favorite dessert, which is a creme brulee. Bear with me. So with the creme brulee, you take a little bit of custard, and then you take some sugar, and you put some sugar on top of it, and then you take a blowtorch, you actually have a little kitchen welding tool, and you heat it until it becomes solid. And then you take a spoon, and you have to sort of tap, tap gently to get through to it, and then you do, and you get through it, and of course it's a wonderful dessert. Now I realize I may be playing into the worst stereotypes of Episcopal priests by comparing creme brulee to the story of the Syrophoenician woman. The idea, though, is that sometimes it takes a little bit of a gentle challenge to break through to something new. To break through to something new. And what Jesus had in this encounter with this very, very sharp person was that kind of gentle challenge. It was, first of all, an encounter with another human being. Because a lot of times we really need the help of somebody else to break through to something new. This is one of the great places where we encounter God and our relationship with one another. And here we have Jesus encountering someone not only that he'd never met before, but someone who is on the outside of his world, that allowed him to see that for all the wonder and grace that he was wanting to share, that there are even some harder shells that formed even around him. And it allowed him to sort of break forward that and to break into new ways of seeing things so that we could all experience this. We also see in this woman a sense of faith and trust that allowed Jesus to have this breakthrough. She had heard of what Jesus had done, and she believed in what it was that he had to offer. And of course, she was willing to have that sort of that gentle challenge to ask, is this not something that really should include all of us? So Jesus then goes, the next story is Jesus going to heal the deaf man, the man who couldn't hear and who had a terrible speech impediment. And so Jesus, the first thing he does is actually takes this man away from the crowd. He does this in private. And he takes his hands, he puts his fingers just in his ear, and he says a prayer, and I love this, he sighs. I don't know why, but I think it's beautiful. Jesus sighs. And then he says, Father, be opened. Be opened. We're hearing how important it is to listen. It's no mistake that Jesus was talking about the ears, that by keeping our ears open, by keeping our eyes and our hearts open, we're open to other human beings, to other people, to other experiences, to encounters with God that help us to break forward into something new. Chances to break through and to break forward. And I think it's really important, too, that Jesus pulled him away and did this in private. And after he healed him, he said, don't tell him. Well, what happens when Jesus says, don't tell him? They go and they tell everyone. So that's human nature. But I think Jesus knew also that there is that human tendency to take the healing, the moment, that one act, and turn that into the core of what's important. In a sense, to turn that into a kind of crust or a shell, and to put it up on a pedestal and to worship. But rather, Jesus wanted to encourage this man and to encourage all of us always be looking out for opportunities to be more open, to be more aware, and to see how other people can help bring us out of ourselves. I came across something this week by a priest and a speaker named Richard Rohr, who I know the church has spoken about quite a bit, who said something that helped me to put all this together. He was talking about mystery. And in talking about mystery, he says, we have this understanding that mystery means we can't understand something. And he suggests that that actually has it backwards. That mystery is something that can be understood infinitely. That for every understanding of something, there are 50,000 more understandings, and more than that, that as we grow, as we expand, and as we listen, we grow in our understanding. And in each time we grow to a new understanding, a little bit of a shell kind of forms around it. But then we have to break past that. And then another shell sort of forms around that. And we continue to grow. As we continue to grow, we reach past. We have new breakthroughs and new ways of encountering God. And I think that's very much the call here this morning, is to be listening for ways as individuals, as a community, as St. Paul's, as Episcopalians, as Christians, to always be seeking out new ways to experience breakthroughs, to always be inviting one another into new understandings and new ways of seeing things, to always be more and more open, be open, understanding God's presence in our lives.